The Promise is a very interesting film. How did you get involved in making it?
Well, me and Craig are both from Newcastle, and so I've heard Craig's story before. And after further, I heard a quote that he said where he said, when he went through his episode and everything he was going through, not a lot of people were speaking about suicide. Not a lot of people were talking up about mental health and all that. So it made me think, what's the film industry like? And I looked into kind of Australian films and whatnot, and I realized there weren't, I couldn't really find any. And I feel as if it's a similar thing. There weren't many people trying to express this message in a particular way. So I ended up speaking more with Craig about his story and what his mission is. And I, pitched him the idea that we can do a film about this and reach more people across Australia, because he's traveling around Australia talking to people. I thought it might be a bit easier to tell that story just on a national scale by putting out a film.
Well, he's a. I think the thing about suicide is that people feel that it's a sort of a taboo subject, and people are very upset about it, obviously. But it, more, but what Craig is pointing out is that unless people talk about it, then people can't get any help. So he's a very personable guy, and so the film is built around his experiences, right?
Yeah, so he's wrote two books on his story, and one's a four-time bestseller. So we've kind of done an adaptation of his book, but then being a documentary, I wanted to follow current times as well. So that was why we went on the road with him for a week up through central Queensland and filmed all the current work that he's doing. And then we expanded it right out by doing interviews. Obviously, if you've had a chance to watch the film, you'd see we've done interviews with like Jessica, Joe, Bailey, Tim and Wayne, and hearing other people's story and like seeing these high-profiled Australians talk about it just so casually and sharing their stories and allowing them to be vulnerable as well. I guess it's just leading by example, so a lot of people can see like if these people are go through everything like stuff that everyone else goes through and they're happy to talk about it and stuff. We're hoping that that might help inspire and motivate people.
It's a very interesting film because you've actually taken, you follow Craig, but you actually go and talk to other people, and people are very open and willing. They're very caring, aren't they?
They are, yeah. And we found like a lot of people were hesitant as soon as they'd see the camera. These are more people like just in the moment that we're doing interviews with. But as soon as we'd tell them what we're making it for and our mission, this wall just come down straight away. And you'd see that these people were just so willing to just share. And I guess they just realized that how much that can help people. And everyone just jumped on board for the mission of the project as soon as we kind of shared with them our ideas, our hopes for it all, and kind of what our vision was.
And you did it some almost very dramatic things where people talked to camera about their loss and how it affected them. That was very poignant.
So it's, I guess just exploring this topic in a film, I wanted to, obviously it's centered around Craig's story, but I wanted to broaden it right out. So I wanted to hear from leading researchers like Francis. I wanted to hear from other Australian profiles. I wanted to hear from paramedics, from psychiatrists, but I also wanted to hear from people who had lost loved ones, because I thought I want to tell this story with all the elements and all the different perspectives that go into it, because it's a complex thing and there's a lot of layers and a lot of people experience it in different ways. So that idea was, yeah, just to kind of show the aftermath if it does happen and hear it from the families from their perspective. And it was, I done all the interviews, so it was quite difficult, not difficult, but like it was a lot to sit down and talk to them people. But just they it's just it still blows me away how willing everyone was to just sit down and be so vulnerable and just open up with so much honesty and authenticity and just share their story. And oh, yeah, I think that's just what makes the film so special, to be honest.
I do too. It was very emotional. I thought so too. But it was also the way you made the film. It's very, I don't know what your filmmaking background is, but the fact that you open it with a sort of a reenactment of Craig's experience is very dramatic. You've infused the documentary side of it with a sort of a skillful sort of drama as well. Like it's almost like a, tell me about that.
Yeah, definitely. Well, like at the end of the day, it's a film, and we're not writing a book, we're not writing music or poetry, it's a film. So there's that visual experience that I wanted to capture and give audiences, so they sit down, they can be rewarded by still experiencing a film and watching the film and watching the story unfold. So as opposed to I don't know, just having it feel like a documentary and we're documenting a time, I wanted to bring in a bit of like that fiction element to it, where we're going to watch this story, and I want to take viewers on a journey. And I just was trying to keep everyone engaged. I know engagement spans have gotten a lot short with social media and stuff, so keep it snappy, keep it sharp, but bring in like a nice cinematic layer to it. I see a lot of documentaries that even the simple interviews where no one's moving, you can light it however you want and sit down and get a really cinematic shot, and they seem to just put people up against a back wall, and there's no depth and there's no light and very just raw. And it's almost like a lot of, don't get me wrong, there's some beautiful documentaries, but a lot of them just seem to just let go of trying to still make it cinematic. So I wanted to really just, I really wanted to just capture the whole story in as cinematic as I can. We are watching a film, and I just wanted it to be visually pleasing. I wanted the music to really drive it like a fiction. And when there's really dark and intense moments, the music picks up, and we wrote an original score for it, and I worked with my composer Sid very closely to bring the my vision in my mind to life. And I feel like we hit the nail on the head. I feel like it's especially just from the feedback we've received, not just my opinion, but people just feel like they've just been engaged and it's been taken on this journey.
I think so too.
So
I
I'm very happy
agree.
with how that's all turned out.
The fact that you have him sitting on a stage like that, it's amazing. I really liked the cleverness of your choice of locations. Like you, I mean, Craig is a very dramatic person, and you put him on a stage, and it's not just an ordinary stage, it's an ornate stage. It's fantastic.
Yeah, and I wanted the idea of the interviews was to interview people in their space. So like Paul Harrigan's a football player, so I for the Knights, so we took him back to the Knights' home ground and sat him on the field to do his interview. Tim Zhu's a boxer, we'd done it sitting on the boxing ring. Craig speaks and shares his story, so I wanted to put him on a theatre where he would speak, share his story. But I like the idea of just having that. It's stripped, obviously no one's there and no one's going to be there for the interview, but there's that sense of just everything stripped back and vulnerable. He's standing up on a stage by himself, just stripped back, and it's that that's what I guess, there's that feeling sometimes when you're putting your story out there, you feel like you're vulnerable, you're putting yourself up on that platform for everyone to watch or criticize or hear or listen. And I feel like there's a lot of layers to putting in there, but yeah, it just adds a nice another visual layer to the film, and kind of encapsulates Craig in his environment.
Yeah, I thought it was really clever. I also think that bringing in history too, as well as his working class, very working class beginnings, as well as him going into the on his tour and talking to real people, like real people who are struggling. That was so important.
And it was an incredible journey. We went up to all through central Queensland, and there was a lot of people that they started opening up and telling us, like, people that had lost. And there was a lot of stories we didn't share just because they were a little bit too personal, and people were talking to us to talk to us and not to get that on film. But just some of the stories we heard were just so, oh, it's devastating to know what's kind of going on around Australia when you really start looking in the space more. And when you work on something like this, you hear about it being one thing, and then when you start seeing it and hearing it on that layer that we did, it's just kind of, yeah. Oh, I really hope there's a lot of change to come, because things aren't good.
And also the fact that you underline the fact that our psychiatry and counselling services are so inadequate to the problem.
Oh, definitely. And like that was the big thing. Me being a filmmaker and not knowing too much about the health system going into it, like I know the you hear the odd person say about, oh, it takes so long to get in and blah, blah, blah. And I hear that stuff all the time. But then to sit down with leading researchers that are in the system, Justin Burkholz, who is a mental health consultant. Now, he was a registered nurse, and he was the nurse that seen Craig when he was in the psychiatric hospital. But he left the system because he just said it was broken. And hearing so many people in the system talk about how it's just not working, it's not, it is broken, it's not right, was just, you make a whole documentary on that on its own. It's just, the numbers are just way out of whack. We don't have enough people for Australians. The ratio is just wrong. And there's just not enough support. And that's why it takes too long for people to get in to see people. And when they're mental health crisis like this, it's, you know, if someone was in a car crash and got ripped out of the car and their life's on the line and they rush straight through, they're seeing someone that night, you know, they'll get surgery that night if they need. Someone's mental health could be just the same. They could take their life that night. Time's just as crucial, but it takes 6 to 12 to sometimes longer weeks just to go and see someone.
Yeah, it's pretty shocking. It's pretty shocking. Your film is really a wake-up call, and you must be glad that it's on at the Melbourne Documentary Film Festival.
Yeah, really, really look forward to it. We can't wait to show it to people, and we just hope that it touches as many hearts as it already has and just keeps getting the same feedback. So it's going to be exciting. And, we're doing a Q&A afterwards too, so people that are there can ask myself and Craig. We're seeing who else from the crews, from the cast is going to be in there. But it's just going to give them a bit more of an experience to sit down and actually talk with us afterwards and ask some questions about the making of the film and how Craig, just ask Craig whatever they want to ask him about his personal story. So, it's going to be great.